Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Got to tell you real quickly, too, before I go any further, about my friends over at Otter Creek Farm. I mean, what they do is amazing at Otter Creek Farm. I mean, do you love to hunt like pheasant and quail? Wing shooting, they call it. And this is one of the premier destinations in the entire Southeast United States, right here in North Alabama. It is. They got the guides, they got the guns, they got the dogs, they got hundreds of manicured acres. They literally will put together a hunt for you like you wouldn't believe. So good that Donald Trump Jr. came there for a hunt not long ago. But their facilities are as beautiful as the grounds. I mean, it's designed for overnight stays. It's designed for, you know, it could be a wedding destination, corporate retreats. Just need a day out with you know, the family and friends. I'm just telling you, Otter Creek Farm is where it's at. Go check them out. OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website. OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Hey, listen, folks, I'm opening the phone lines right now. We got the last half-hour segment here. 866-494-9866. I'm curious, how do you feel about the media? I mean, how do you feel about the media? What sources do you trust? And you heard me having this conversation with my friend Brian Dawson, who's kicking off 1819 News. 1819 News is going to be one of the best resources you're going to have in this state. It's going to be like the news version of Right Side Radio. It's a place where you can trust the sourcing. The reporting is going to be legit. It's not going to be funded by people like George Soros, like I said, AL.com has partial funding from. And it's going to literally be, over and over again, I'll say it, it's going to be a news source, real reporting. But who do you trust for news? 866-494-9866. And, you know, it's part of, in my opinion, it's part of fighting back right now. You know, right before Brian came on the air with me, I talked about the fact that there's these new startups happening, like 1819 News, or like, for instance, I talked about a company called RightForge, reported on Fox Business, that amid all the big tech fights, that there's like this new web hosting company that gives conservatives a cancel-proof alternative. And we've got to have it. And I mean, apparently, it's not safe. You saw what happened to Parler. There we were, social media. Parler was just hitting that tipping point where it was literally starting to take up some major server space. We had lots of people getting involved. And then what happened? I think it was Amazon was the one hosting their particular platform and just literally just raked them over the coals. And I'm not sure why that was legal. There had to have been a contractual opportunity there. There's a thing, as an attorney, I can tell you there's a thing called tortious interference with business. It's where you act in such a way that you jeopardize another's individual to do business. And why that was not actionable in court, I don't know. But all said and done, conservatives, we have to have a way to get our word out, our messaging, but to also get news that we can trust. All right, well, listen, while the phone lines are open, and nobody's calling in yet, but at 866-494-9866, you're welcome to call in. Tell me how you feel about media. Who do you trust for news? But there's several other things out there. I have some one-offs. I got, like, all these things that I cover down on topics-wise, right? But then there's all kinds of, like, one-off things that I feel like that story's too cool, or too informative. I've got to pull that up. Here's one that came off of Fox. And by the way, during the break, I was watching online, Fox had a report that fentanyl deaths in the streets of America are escalating right now. At the same time, fentanyl seizures on the southern border are also escalating, which indicates that we don't catch all of it. Drug trafficking is at an all-time high on our southern border. Story recently came out by Peter Hassan on Fox News that literally border agents are slamming the president's administration, Biden's administration, for saying that they are going to secure Tajikistan's border while their own U.S. border is in crisis. I mean, that's unreal. The U.S. Embassy in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, on Wednesday announced the launch of a new project. This is last week, actually. Launched the new project to construct facilities for a border service detachment along the Tajik-Afghan-Uzbekistan border, which will allow Tajikistan's border troops to deploy more quickly in response to threats. So they're doing what they can internationally to help other countries secure their border, and they refuse. Why? They refuse, I ask again, why? To shut down our southern border, even though drug trafficking is causing the deaths of Americans at a higher rate than ever before. All right, news story number one. Other things that I've got sitting right here. Hey, are you watching this Gavin Newsom recall effort right now? Let me tell you something. That matters to us in Alabama. Oh, Phil, it's the governor's election in California. Yeah, man, but it matters to us for a lot of reasons. I think I mentioned this briefly the other day, but literally, here's the deal. If Larry Elder wins that election, if we can take down the most liberal, awful governor in the nation right now, Gavin Newsom, and we can literally replace him with a conservative like Larry Elder. Larry Elder has already said that he plans to appoint a conservative Republican to the U.S. Senate. So right now you've got Dianne Feinstein, who is older than Methuselah, who's been in office since, like, you know, Moses was a boy. And Dianne Feinstein, it's being said, and you can see it, that her mental acuity is really not there. There are some who, in fact, she's actually not been seen a whole lot lately. There are some who believe that she is in a position where she's not going to be able to finish her term. Under the laws of the state, if a vacancy occurs prior to an election season, the governor appoints the replacement. Oh, do you remember what the balance of power right now is in the U.S. Senate? Oh, it's 50-50. What happens if a Republican governor gets in California and suddenly there's a vacancy in the U.S. Senate? Suddenly it swings to the conservative side. The Republicans pick up a seat. Do you see why it matters? I'm telling you, send $5 to the Larry Elder campaign, because if he can beat Gavin Newsom in this recall, which is next week, by the way, that matters to Alabama. That matters a lot to Alabama. Hey, I got some callers calling in. I think it's Brandle. Is that right? Brandle in Huntsville, news source. Hey, thanks for calling in Right Side Radio. What you got, man?
Hey, Phil. My news source is Ace of Spades HQ.
Ace of Spades HQ. What? I'm not even familiar with that. Tell me about it.
Well, it's got a lot of different stuff. And also, I like Liberty Daily for a news aggregator.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Liberty Daily. Familiar with that and haven't gone to it a whole lot, but I need to start going to it more, actually. So you've been using these for a while?
Yes, I have. And I'm really excited about Larry Elder. That would be great if he could get in California.
Oh, man, wouldn't it? I mean, it'd be a game changer. Not only that, would it save one of the most populated states in the nation in many ways, but it would also, like I said, free up some opportunities if we have a change in the U.S. Senate seat there. Hey, Randall, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate you being in the audience. Hey, folks, the phone lines are open, 866-494-9866, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here. I got Rodney from Hartzell on line 4. Hey, Rodney, Phil Williams here. Thanks for calling in. What you got?
Hey, Phil, talking about that election in California.
Yeah.
Until they, I noticed on one of the stations reporting that they have the drop-in ballot boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Man, until we get rid of those things, we're not going to win an election.
Well, they've also got ballot harvesting out there where literally anybody can go out and help, quote-unquote, gather them up for the government. And that's ripe for disaster, too. Yeah.
Until we have some oversight that we can get in there when they count the ballots and we get rid of these silly drive-up and drop-off ballots, the Republicans aren't going to win an election. Democrats are so – that's why they look so smug on TV right now, thinking that he's going to win the election out there.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm hoping you're wrong. I mean, I find myself praying for Larry Elder right now, but you're right. It's an uphill climb. I mean, everybody knows it's an uphill climb, but the fact that they got this far, they didn't think they'd get this far, and so that means something. Hey, Rodney, let me ask you this real quick. What do you use for a news source? Who do you trust in the media out there?
In the media?
Yeah.
I look at all of them. I mean, you look at Fox and OAN, One American Network, Newsmax, and then every now and then I'll flip over and see what CNN's doing, but that's a waste of time, but you want to keep up with what's going on over there, too.
Well, you do, because you got to know how to counter the messaging, right? All right.
Exactly.
Hey, Rodney, thanks for being in the audience, man. We appreciate the call in today.
Thank you, Phil.
Rodney from Hartsville. Yeah, you too, man. Hey, listen, Phil, folks, we got a great audience here. If you want to call in, we got a few more minutes left, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Who do you trust in the media? I mean, literally, where do you go? I mean, we've gotten some great sources there, but we've also, you know, picked up a couple there. Liberty Daily is one. And I'm looking at it right now. I mean, so Liberty Daily, it looks, if you look at it, it reminds me of Drudge, but picture a conservative version of Drudge. It's a news aggregator that pulls together stories from around the nation. Bongino Report is coming out that way too. Very polished. And it comes from Dan Bongino, who's, you know, whose show comes on right before mine here on WVNN. I got a caller on line five, Robert from Decatur. Hey, Robert, Phil Williams here. How you doing, man? What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. Hey, one of the things that I, or a couple of places I go to and get news is FRC.org, which is the Family Research Council.
Absolutely.
And OneNewsNow.com, which is associated with the American Family Association. I get, they have both news sites there, and I go there and listen a lot. Anyhow, that's where I go, and I find that it's accurate. So,
well, and I agree. Yeah. And they're also conservative, and they tend to appreciate the values that we appreciate. FRC especially, Family Research Council. I'm pretty familiar with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, one of the founders of Delta Force, who's now the vice president of FRC. We've had him down here in Alabama to speak to our group at the Policy Institute multiple times. But yeah, hey, Robert, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate you being in the audience, as always. Robert from Decatur. All right, folks, listen, we're going to head to that short break we got to do, come back and wrap it up. I got a couple of little news tidbits I was going to share with you. One of them's pretty funny, actually. You know, Kellyanne Conway, there were times when she would drive me crazy because she got on the news, she would just filibuster it. I mean, she would, like, never let go of the microphone. The reporters could never ask a question. But I'll say this, she also never minded dishing it out. And she has dished it out today to President Biden. We'll be right back. I'll tell you more about that. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Coming right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. And by the way, I say it a lot, but I'll say it just a lot, I guess. If you find yourself driving outside of the broad range of WVNN's, you know, big-time AM-FM capability, which is most of North Alabama and southern Tennessee, just realize you can listen to us anywhere you are. I mean, just go to rightsideradio.org, like over 4,000 people did just last month. Rightsideradio.org. You can check out things about the show. You can find, you know, mine and Copper's bios. You can see, you know, there's a photo gallery. We got download segments from previous shows if you want to do some podcasting, like over 4,100 people have done so far. But you can also click Listen Live. Listen Live, and wherever you is, there we is. Right Side Radio, live for you. All right, in the final few minutes, I'm going to run the gamut. I got some just interesting tidbits. I just think it's hilarious right now. So Kellyanne Conway, you remember her? She was one of the spokespeople, advisors, senior advisors for President Trump. And she was apparently appointed to what's known as the Board of Visitors to the United States Air Force Academy. She recently got a letter from President Biden. I'm going to quote you her reply. It's a long one. I won't quote the whole thing. But she says, President Biden, I'm in receipt of the letter you sent me today demanding that I resign from the Board of Visitors to the United States Air Force Academy or be terminated by 6 p.m. tonight. Dated today, by the way. News reports suggest that you have made the same demand of other men and women who were duly appointed to service academy boards. Three former directors of presidential personnel informed me that this request is a break from presidential norms. It certainly seems petty and political, if not personal. The result is that faithful and willing public servants will be discouraged or thwarted from service. Our service academies will further be at risk of being politicized and polarized. She goes on to slam him in a professional manner. And then she finally says it's her honor to serve on that board of visitors. And she concludes with, I am not resigning, but you should. Sincerely, Kellyanne Conway. Oh my gosh. Really? So they are so Trump hating right now. They will do anything they can to track down something that seemed to have the Trump fingerprints on it. Doesn't matter what the policy was. Doesn't matter whether it was good for the nation. Doesn't matter whether it was just something simple like appointing Kellyanne Conway, who, by the way, does have a pretty solid resume for doing what she's doing now with the board of visitors at the U.S. Air Force Academy. But hey, you know, it had Trump on it, and it might have had a mean tweet, so we better make sure we take care of it. Here's a couple other things. So this just came out. I mean, literally, the Federalist just published a story. I may have to bring this up tomorrow because this is I got to dig into this. The National Archives, all right, you know, that's like in D.C., the National Archives has recently slapped a, quote, harmful content warning on the U.S. Constitution and all other founding documents. What? Okay, I'm reading this here. I was trying to catch the story real quick in the break because literally this story just came out. Breaking news here at the end of my show. The National Archives Records Administration placed a harmful content warning on the Constitution, labeling the governing document of the U.S. as, quote, harmful or difficult to view. The warning applies to all documents across the Archives catalog website, including the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Oh, my gosh. What in the world? Where does wokeism stop? All right, I'm going to dig into this, folks, and I'm going to find out more about it and bring it to you tomorrow. There's got to be more to that story. How about this one? Running the gamut here. Got some stuff. I got a couple more pieces of paper in my stack, one of which was just funny. A Florida restaurant, you may have heard this story. This is dated a couple of days ago. I got this one off of Tribune News. Florida restaurant tells Biden supporters to eat elsewhere after the inept Afghanistan exit. They put a sign on their door, this diner called the DeBerry Diner. The DeBerry Diner down in Florida. The note said, if you voted for and continue to support and stand behind the worthless, inept, and corrupt administration currently inhabiting the White House that is complicit in the death of our servicemen and women in Afghanistan, please take your business elsewhere. God bless America and God bless our soldiers. So Fox 35 and Orlando television station picked up the story. And pretty soon they were showing up, you know, nationwide. And it brought a crush of diners. So much that they had so much business they ran out of food. Basically, people were like, praise God, hallelujah for a business that's willing to say, we don't want liberals coming in here. And so they were willing to sacrifice what they thought might be paying customers because they were so aggravated with the policies. And they wound up exploding their business, kind of like Chick-fil-A, you know. Hey, boycott Chick-fil-A. Next thing you know, you can't even get through the drive-thru. Folks, I'm just going to tell you, it is a joy to have this show. I love this audience. It's an honor to have this platform. And folks, Right Side Radio is going to be here for you every day, doing what we can to empower, entertain, encourage, and enlighten you so that when you go outside and have that water cooler conversation, you are armed to the teeth, man. All those things that are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Coming up next, the great one, Mark Levin. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night.